the sofa, the chairs, and both TVs. I feel like he owe it all to me. I'm not gonna leave him a box to sit on. The bed and the freezer full of food will be gone. I'm taking the carpet off the floor and the wallpaper off the walls. I'm taking the telephone so he can't make no calls. This fool is in for the shock of his life. I'm tired of being neglected. I'm gonna slap him in the face with the unexpected. Cause I'm setting him up.
You are listening to WMFO, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford, Massachusetts. The name of this show is Licorice Pizza. You just heard Rip Off by Laura Lee, which held the number 82 spot on the Billboard Hot 100 chart 50 years ago today. For the next 57 minutes or so, I'll be playing all songs from the Billboard Hot 100 for the week of June 24, 1972. There was a lot of great music back then.
I'm gonna go get some more. I know what you're talking about. There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know. These people were known as cavemen, Neanderthal men, or troglodytes. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women. Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move. Something like this. Dance. Dance. When he got tired of dancing alone, he'd look in the mirror, he'd say, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman, gotta find a woman. He'd go down to the lake where all the girls would be swimming or washing clothes or something. He'd look around and just reach in and grab one. Come here. Come here. He'd grab her by the hair. You can't do that today, fellas, cause I might come off. You'd have a piece of hair in your hand, she'd be swimming away from you. This one woman just laid there, wet and frightened. He said, move, move. She got up. She was a big woman. Big woman. Her name was Bertha. Bertha Butt. It's one of the Butt sisters. He didn't care. He looked up, he said, suck it to me, 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 suck it to me. She looked down on him. She was ready to crush him, but she began to like him. She said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. He said, what?
She said, I'll suck it to you, daddy.
You know what he said? He started it all way back then. I ain't gonna lie to you. When she said, I'll suck it to you, daddy. He said, right on. Right on. Hot pants. Hot pants. Thank you.
Now with regrets, and as the groove begins. that's constantly changing. How can I be sure where I stand with you? Whenever I'm away from you, I wanna die. Cause you know I wanna stay with you. How do I know? Maybe you're trying to use me. Flying too high, confuse me. Touch me, but don't take me down. Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up, upside down. It's a pity I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty, lovely as you. How can I be sure? I really, really, really wanna know. Wanna know how's the weather? Whether or not we're together we'll see it much better. I love you forever. You know that I can be free. How can I be sure?
Be sure.
In a world constantly changing, how can I be sure?
Be sure.
In a world that's constantly changing, how can I?
We'll be right back.
That was Layla by Derek and the Dominoes. I started the set off with Out of Space by Billy Preston, and that was followed by Troglodyte by the Jimmy Castor Bunch, Last Night I Didn't Get to Sleep at All by the Fifth Dimension, I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren, Conquistador by Procol Harum, and finally David Cassidy with his cover of the Rascals' hit, How Can I Be Sure? I'll be back with some more 50-year-old gems after this brief public service announcement.
The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. This decision takes away our right to control our own bodies. But we won't give up. Not now, not ever. We'll never stop fighting for abortion rights. Join the fight at bandsoff.org.
Superwoman, but is that really in her head? But I just want to live each day to love her for what she is. Mary wants to be another movie star, but is that really in her mind? And all the things she wants to be, she needs to leave behind. That you knew me too very well, and I think I can deal with everything going through your head very well, and I think I can think very well. Wish that you knew me too very well, and I think I can cope with everything going through your head. Mary wants to be a superwoman and try to boss the bull around, but does she really think she'll get by with a dream? A woman wants to be a superwoman, and I just had to say goodbye, because I can't spend all my hours starting to cry.
Summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest.
Georgia winds, love could not be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love?
Gonna do it, huh? Huh? Are you gonna do it, huh? Huh? Are you gonna do it, huh? Man, can I cross the line and pray? Take your fingers from
That was Hold Your Head Up by Argent. I started the second half of the show with Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You, by Stevie Wonder, and that was followed by You Said a Bad Word by Joe Tex. And then I played some Crosby, Stills and Nash, but not in that order. You heard It Doesn't Matter by Stephen Stills, and then Immigration Man by Graham Nash and David Crosby. Sorry Neil, you didn't make the cut this week. Well, that's just about all the time I have. You have been listening to Licorice Pizza on WMFO, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford, Massachusetts. I'll be back next Sunday morning with another hour of music. Until then, stay safe and sane and make good choices, because being able to make choices is good. Here's one last song, it's by a band called Stories.
I'm just not ready to be a mom.
Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always is a coming-of-age story that follows two teenage girls as they face legislative barriers to access an abortion.
Where else could you go?
Nowhere in Pennsylvania.
I think you should try another place. Downtown
life's bad. Access to reproductive health is hanging by a thread.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case that could render Roe v. Wade meaningless.
If the court allows states to impose cumbersome, medically unnecessary regulations on healthcare providers, access to safe and legal abortions will disappear in about 20 states.
Now more than ever, we need to share and see stories that show how the harsh laws are stripping away our health and rights.
I know this is hard, so I'm gonna ask you some questions. They can be really personal. Just answer either never, rarely, sometimes, or always.
More than one in five women have gone to a Planned Parenthood for care in their lifetime.
You okay?
Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always reminds us that there are places people can go for high quality, confidential, affordable care. And Planned Parenthood is one of them.
You ready?